BBC News with Jerry Smith. Police in Mexico have found 9 decapitated bodies near the tourist resort of Acapulco, and at least some of them have been identified as soldiers. The bodies were left found on a highway not far from an army base. Their heads were dumped outside a shopping centre. Stephen Gibbs reports from Mexico City.
The local public safety secretary has said that some of the victims were soldiers. A note was apparently found with the severed heads, warning that more decapitations will follow. With corruption an ongoing problem in Mexico's police forces, President Calderón has increasingly been relying on the army in his attempt to destroy the powerful drug cartels which operate across the country.
The United States says it no longer supports the power-sharing deal in Zimbabwe, agreed on by President Robert Mugabe and the opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai of the MDC. The senior American envoy to Africa, Jendayi Fraser, said the United States had been willing to use its influence with the International Monetary Fund and World Bank to clear Zimbabwe's $1.2 billion of debt, but was no longer prepared to do so.
That's off the table now with Robert Mugabe remaining in government, because we don't think that you can have credible power sharing with him there, and we don't think that you can restart the economy, start social services to, you know, really help them return to democracy if you don't have genuine power sharing.
East African foreign ministers have said that they're ready to impose sanctions on the president of Somalia, Abdullahi Yusuf. The decision, which was made at a meeting in the Ethiopian capital Addis Ababa, is in response to Mr. Yusuf's decision to sack the Prime Minister, Noor Hassan Hussein. The ministers also discuss ways of replacing Ethiopian troops when they pull out of Somalia in the next few weeks. The head of the African Union Commission, Jean Ping, said Nigeria was prepared to send troops.
I'm happy to announce that the Nigerian head of state himself confirmed to me the day before yesterday that Nigeria will contribute 1 battalion shortly. He indicated to me that the troops are already prepared and equipped for this purpose, which leads me to think that we could perhaps confirm the arrival of the battalion as early as January.
The charity Médecins Sans Frontières says it's having to work in increasingly hazardous and threatening environments around the world. Over the past year, it said direct attacks and threats against aid workers in Somalia had forced it to curtail its operations there, while in the Sudanese region of Darfur, a lack of security had left hundreds of thousands cut off from aid. MSF said that continuing fighting in the Democratic Republic of Congo had left many areas too dangerous for aid work. World News from the BBC. The Shia-led Iraqi government has insisted that several thousand Iranians, including members of the Iranian opposition group, the People's Mujahideen, must leave Iraq. The People's Mujahideen is listed as a terrorist organization in the United States and Europe. Iran has been demanding they be expelled from Iraq, but the group says it fears its members will be executed if they return home. Two of Israel's foremost politicians, the foreign minister, Tzipi Livni, and the leader of the opposition Likud party, Benjamin Netanyahu, have vowed to end the rule of the Palestinian Islamist party Hamas in the Gaza Strip. Ms. Livni and Mr. Netanyahu are rivals to become prime minister in February's election in Israel. A 6-month Egyptian brokered truce between Israel and Hamas came to an end on Friday. The 2 luxury hotels targeted in last month's attacks in the Indian city of Mumbai, the Taj Mahal and Trident Oberoi, have partially reopened for business. Although sections of the buildings remain badly damaged, both the buildings have been repaired sufficiently to receive guests. The manager of the Trident, Ratan Kiswani, said his restaurants and lounges were full for the reopening.
We didn't have a seat free in any of the restaurants, including the lobby lounge of the hotel. That would kind of indicate that there was no reluctance to come back to the hotel. A lot of people know our staff, have been cared for them during that trying time, or their friends and family have been cared for. So we had a small prayer ceremony, which is a multi-religion prayer ceremony, that they all attended in the lobby. And after that, they all were in our restaurants.
President Lech Kaczynski has become the first Polish head of state to return to religious service at the main synagogue in the capital of Warsaw, a gesture Jewish leaders have described as an historic step in the revival of the community in Poland. Mr. Kaczynski, who is a practicing Roman Catholic, lit a candle during the service, which marked the start of the Jewish festival of Hanukkah.